Time now to take five for your community on WAMW. Our guest is on the phone today as we welcome Matt Underwood, the regional director of the National Wild Turkey Federation. Matt, thanks for taking time to talk with us today. Appreciate it.
Hey, glad to be here, Dwayne. Appreciate you having me on.
Now, when we talk National Wild Turkey Federation, I know a lot of things probably come to mind for those listening this morning, not familiar at all with your organization. Can you give us kind of the crib note version of what your group is all about?
Yeah, so our mission is for the conservation of the wild turkey and the preservation of our hunting heritage. The organization was founded in 1973 to help address a serious decline in the wild turkey across the nation. At that time, we had fewer than 100,000 birds nationwide. And ever since our founding and the cooperative relationships with our state and federal partners, we've been able to get the wild turkey populations well over 7 million birds today. And the second part of that mission is the preservation of our hunting heritage. Hunting is the backbone of wildlife conservation in North America, and hunters fund a little over 80% of wildlife conservation budgets across this nation. So without hunters, we wouldn't have wildlife conservation, so that's part two of our mission, is creating new hunters and keeping those that are actively hunting still engaged.
Gotcha. So you rely on the different groups. You've got several local chapters that are around your region, and you cover a pretty big region, don't you?
I do. So across my area is basically southern Indiana, northern Kentucky, of which I help about 25 local chapters with probably over 300 volunteers amongst all those chapters total. Nationwide, the NWTF has over 1,600 chapters and almost 250,000 members nationwide.
And we've got a local chapter right here that was recently awarded a special recognition, I understand, Matt.
Yeah, they were. So our new chapter there in Davies County, the Washington chapter there, it's called the White River Longbeards chapter. They were founded back in late 2016. They had their first fundraising banquet in 2017. And at our state awards banquet this month, they actually received the best new event for Indiana for 2017.
That's awesome. And the group is planning their next banquet, which is going to be on February 24th. And we want to put a plug in for the White River Longbeards chapter of the NWTF now, because this is an event that folks listening really will want to be at, because a lot of stuff will be going on that night.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're going to have a great meal there. Last year, we had right around 100 people. This year, we expect to have closer to 150. But these banquets are the key fundraising mechanisms for not only our conservation projects, but our outreach and education programs as well. And that local chapter does a fantastic job. And being in their second year, they're making really good progress. But this event, it's a hunting heritage banquet. We'll have a live and silent auction, games and raffles. It's a charitable gaming event. So we'll have firearms, Yeti product, all kinds of hunting and other gear. So it's really a great time. And then to top it all off, we'll have a great meal as well. So
you can't go wrong. They've got a new site for the event this year. It'll be at our Montgomery Ruitton Club building in the Montgomery Ruitton Park, and a great area to host an event like this. There are different levels of sponsorship that are available, I understand.
Yeah, that's correct. So just a standard meal ticket to get in is $50 for a single, $70 for a couple. That includes a meal and membership. And then if you want to sponsor and get special recognition and entry and other special drawings, we have a sponsor and sponsor couple option. Those run $270 and $290. And then if you want to come in as a group, or, you know, if a business wants to bring in some clients or some of their top, you know, employees, then we've got sponsor table packages available with 4-8 top tables and gifts and raffle packs, and it's really a pretty lucrative package.
A lot of stuff going on. Against the date is Saturday, February 24th. It'll be at the Montgomery Ruitton Building. Doors will open at 4:30. Dinner starts at 6:30. But it's a chance to meet with other other enthusiasts of the National Wild Turkey Federation, find out more about the federation and what their goal is, what they're looking to accomplish, and help the cause by coming out to the local chapter's Big Dinner Hunting Heritage Banquet Saturday, February 24th. At the Montgomery Ruitton Park. Matt, anything else we need to add before we close things out this morning?
If I could, just a couple things. If people want to look up more information on the NWTF or the local chapters, they can go to nwtf.org to visit our national page. And if you go to nwtf.org/events, you can find events for your local area, be it either fundraising, banquets, outreach events, what have you. And that local chapter there, the White River Longbeards, they are on Facebook, so you can find them at facebook.com/White River Longbeards.
All right, Matt, great information. Thanks so much for taking time to talk with us and our listeners this morning, and I know you'll be in attendance on the 24th, right?
That's correct. I will be there. I'm sure they'll put me on the microphone.
All right. Well, Matt, keep up the good work. We, again, appreciate the time. Thanks for talking with us on Take 5 today.
Awesome. Thank you, Dwayne.